over.
KR4 NZN, Tyler, yes, still on board and looking at the dashboard. I can see in the 517-302 section that I am keyed up right now. Over.
Yeah, very good. You got ahead of me, but Chris, do you see that as well, where you're lit up there on the EchoLink dashboard? Over.
I sure do. When I key up, it's coming in as VE7NFR, it looks like. Here we are. Yeah, I see it. I had to scroll down a little further to the 517-302. Yeah, I got it right here. Very nice.
Okay, if you go back up to the... if you go back up to the 301, 517-301, I just wanted to show you to you that that we're also connected. You can see there in the third one down, we're connected to the 420. But on the second one, we're connected to VE5RJM, and that's the Saskatchewan Reflector System. Copy so far, both of you?
Yep, good copy.
Copy that.
Okay, next I'm going to get you to scroll up to the top of your page, and I want you to hit what's called the bubble chart. And that'll indicate to you how many nodes are actually connected at this very point, or...
Took a second to load, but that is quite a map. my goodness, there's a lot connected here. Over.
I'm not sure if Tyler found what we're looking at there, but I'll wait for his reply. Let me just see here. Let me go down to the screen here. Did we lose Tyler for some reason?
KR4NZN, still here. Definitely in shock looking at this graph. I'll go ahead and reply after Chris on the acknowledgments from now on. Over.
Well, this is, I should say, this is why it's so important to, you'll see when you key up, the screen will turn blue about a second or two after. But ironically, when I'm watching the 420, when you're talking, it takes about two and a half seconds for the 420 dashboard to light up. I don't want to confuse you guys, but just stand by. We have another station there keying in. Stand by one. Kilo Delta 1 Alpha Alpha Tango. Kilo Delta 1 Alpha Alpha Tango. Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. The mic is yours. Go ahead, Michelle, over. Kilo Delta One Alpha Alpha Tango. Don't be shy. I know you're a new operator. Just key your mic and give us your call. Over. I guess he may be having a challenge trying to connect. So this is why you watch two dashboards. The newcomers come in on the 420, and then we try to control them into the Canada talk room. And there's another dashboard that you can follow as well. It's the Saskatchewan reflector system. So a lot to try to explain, but I'm hoping it helped out what information I give you. And again, it's vitally important to pause that 4 seconds to allow other stations from the 100 different nodes that may want to jump up in there on your roundtable. So, and it's also important to direct your call. Make sure you send it to someone particularly so they can send it to someone else. So, Chris, your comments before I say 7-3. Go ahead.
Well, I really want to thank you for taking the time to show us how the system works and you know, be better familiar with how to use it so that all the links key up correctly. And, you know, with systems like this that have so many connections, it's important to make sure you're doing that correctly. So I appreciate the time you took this morning to get us set up, Emil, and I look forward to putting this in my favorites, and I'll be on here more frequently. So, thanks again, and I'll just I'll be hanging out. I did we just adopted a kitten a few weeks ago, and it just jumped on a shower curtain and then ripped the whole thing down. So I need to go get that taken care of. But it's good chatting with everyone. Good to talk with you as well, Tyler. 73. I'll have the radio on monitoring.
Okay, I'll grab it there. I think it was sent out to Tyler, but go ahead there, Tyler, both you guys, if you get a chance, drop me an email, check out my QRZ, and there's a lot more information I can certainly share with you, but I don't want to tie up the frequency. And if you can, I'd like you to... I monitor. I got 3 screens running here now. So, but if you can, there's a reason why I'd like to monitor the 420 because we get new stations coming in that don't get a reply. Sometimes they need to be walked through of how the whole system works. So, I find it very helpful when we can find new operators and help them out into this journey of 1,000 rooms. Back to you there, Tyler, for a final.
KR4NGN on final. Yeah, thanks so much for all the information here. I just wanted to confirm your call sign. I'll do that at the end, but I believe it is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. So I'll look you up and send you an email, and as you said, this web of things, I'd really like to understand a little bit more about how it's all connected and the proper channels to work through. So appreciate all the information, and 73 to you and Chris. Catch you next time.
Very good, Chris and Tyler. It's been a pleasure, and that's what ham radio is all about, to help one another. And so with that, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm going to get back to my peak of alone, and we'll be listening on the side when I go for 5 portables clear.
Alpha Bravo, VG3ZDV on frequency listening.
Victor Echo 3 Station, sorry I didn't get your call, try it one more time, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, Victor Echo 3, Zulu Delta Bravo. Name's Dave when I'm in Ontario, Canada, you know. We talked a long, long time ago, and we just lost touch. I've been sitting here listening for about a half an hour for you chatting with all the inner fellas. Good to hear you in there. I'm glad you're still around.
Yeah, very good, Dave. I'm glad I'm still around, too, actually. What a pleasure it is to be able to share what little knowledge I do have. But let's take a standby. I see a new operator online here. I'll give him another call. Maybe he's got the system worked out. Kilo Delta 1, Alpha Tango. The mic is yours. Go ahead. Michael ain't replying there, but that's okay. He must be having a problem. He's a new operator. So what's on new, Dave? I know we're getting rained upon there massively here in Halifax. Go ahead there, Dave.
Yeah, we're getting the same. It's raining pretty good. We're 12 Celsius at the moment. A little on the cool side, but... that's okay. We need the rain for the forest fires. Yeah, I was listening. I recognized that name in Mill, and I had to listen a little bit more. And I know that fella. It's been a few years, but I think I used to get on there with another station out on the East Coast with, I believe his name was Alan. Alan used to get on here with us. Is that the correct person? VE1, Echo Papa, VE3 is Ed VB.
Yeah, very good. I'm not sure if I left enough for pause there for that new station to jump in there, but yeah, we get excited, we forget the pause, but yeah, very good. Yeah, there's a couple of owls in my life. Actually, there's one in the UK. He's not very well, actually, so what I heard there yesterday on his last days, but... we're here today, gone tomorrow, so we best enjoy every day to the fullest. Back to you there, Dave. You've probably never heard my last adventure was into the Pika Balloons. So there you go. Pika Balloons and World Peace Kite.